All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. It's the hump day edition of the Moral Log, so let's do the hump day dance. Here's your chance to do the hump. Do the hump day hump. Shout out to, unfortunately, the late Shock G. Shocking that he left us so early. And his alter ego, Humpty Hump. His Bay Area Bar Spitters Digital Underground took the Humpty Dance to numero uno on the Billboard Rap Singles Chart back in 1990. And in the song's video, a young Tupac Shakur is visible in the background. Shakur first rapped under the moniker Tupac, the number 2, PAC, in 1991, while he was enjoying his first break with Digital Underground. I was a radio and club DJ in the 90s when everyone was busting out the Humpty Dance. Well, Megan Thee Stallion is doing a happy dance after finding out her latest offering, Hiss, has premiered atop the Billboard Hot 100. She's only the third female rapper to debut at number one on the Hot 100 with a solo song. The only other two rappers to achieve that are the incomparable Lauryn Hill and one of the people MTS took shots at on her latest track, Nicki Minaj. Yeah, those two have more beef than a Big Mac, with Bigfoot being Minaj's diss-filled reply. Well, while Megan Thee Stallion is making history, see what I did there, in 2024, 60 years ago today, Beatlemania arrived in America. John, Paul, George, and Ringo's televised performances on the Ed Sullivan Show were viewed by approximately 73 million people. Remember, this was back where you were lucky to have one channel. Moral Log researcher Wikipedia informs us that the press adopted the term Beatlemania to describe the scenes of adulation that attended the band's concert performances, characterized by the same levels of hysteria and high-pitched screaming by female fans, both at concerts and during the group's travels. And by the way, that wasn't a shot of the Beatles when I said there was, what, one, two, three channels? The Beatles were bigger than, no, I'm not going to go where John Lennon went, although that was totally taken out of context. But I will say this, commentators likened the intensity of this adulation to a religious fervor, which leads me back to what John Lennon once said. Okay, if you haven't heard, he said, you know, we're more popular than Jesus Christ. But I think he meant that it's ridiculous, well, how people were reacting to the Beatles. But hey, the Fab Four were unlike any other band before or since. The amount of people that the Beatles have influenced. I went to Beatles 101 with my first mentor, man who gave me my first gig as a DJ, man who made me fill out my one and only application form in life. And yeah, I know, I've been blessed. I've been very lucky. But Peter Cordalis of Pete's Party Music, you talk about a polymath, an amazing musician, songwriter, recording engineer, had his own studio in the basement, photographer, wedding photographer, an amazing cook. This guy did it all, and he really helped me believe in myself, gave me a lot of opportunities as a DJ, and really gave me the 411 on the Fab Four. So thank you very much, Apanos. And by the way, the Beatles performed in my native British Columbia in August 1964 at Empire Stadium in Vancouver. Meanwhile, I saw country music maestro Garth Brooks put on one hell of a show at the nearby Pacific Coliseum in 1993. The reason I bring that up is because Mr. Brooks turns 62 today. He is the best-selling solo artist in history. He's the only artist in history to have 9 albums certified diamond. That means 10 million sales each by the Recording Industry Association of America. That passes the former record set by none other than the aforementioned Beatles. To date, he has sold more than 170 million records. Oh, and Garth is actually his middle name. He shares his first name with his father, Troil. Well, he's become country Troilty. And if you've ever seen Brooks in concert, you know the guy's an athlete. He earned a track scholarship to Oklahoma State University, competed in the javelin, even messed around with a Major League Baseball career. Okay, well, he was signed to a few teams, made it to batting practice and spring training, but still, for a guy who has become one of the biggest music acts ever. That's what really stood out for me, by the way. I was never a big country music fan. If truth be told, I was trying to impress someone of the female persuasion when I took her to the Garth Brooks concert, but it was, without a doubt, one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Not only because, yeah, he's got a treasure trove of hits. He's got Friends in Low Places. The Dance. Wow, The Dance. What a haunting and beautiful ballad. And so many other songs. But what really stood out for me was the fact that this guy put on a show. I mean, he was at one end of the stage to the other. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was even hooked up to some kind of trapeze contraption. So I don't know if he's still doing that now that he's in his 60s. I wouldn't put it past him. But yeah, Garth Brooks deserves all of the kudos. And while we're on the subject of athletes, it was 1 year ago today, LeBron James passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387 points to become the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Now, James, who at 39, still playing outstanding basketball, he has, well, like his age, 39,797 points and counting. Meanwhile, 48 years ago today, Maple Leaf center Daryl Sittler recorded an NHL record 10 points in an 11-4 win over the Bruins. The record still stands. He had 6 goals, 4 assists for Toronto. He was inducted in the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1989. Meanwhile, the 1992-93 Pittsburgh Penguins, they continue to stand alone with the longest winning streak in NHL history at 17. That's because the Edmonton Oilers lost 3-1 to the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights last night, ending their winning streak at 16 games. Still an incredible turnaround for the Oilers after a horrendous start to the season. They were wiped out by the league-leading Vancouver Canucks 8-1 in their opener, but now, of course, have won 16 of their last 17 games. And, of course, the Golden Knights, who won the Stanley Cup last year, they're getting ready to be a part of the huge hoopla surrounding Super Bowl 58. First time in Sin City. That goes down on Sunday. Who do you got? Kansas City Chiefs or San Francisco 49ers? I'm leaning towards the Chiefs. How can you bet against Mahomes' magic? Now, of course, the internet has all kinds of opinions, all kinds of thoughts on all kinds of things, including the Super Bowl, of course. But when the internet was asked, what is the most you'll understand when you're older thing? Responses include, it's better to be alone than in bad company. Not everyone is going to like you, even if you're a good person. Naps aren't a waste of time. And the joy of a good mattress. All of these are things you'll understand when you're older. Speaking of, well, naps and the great mattress, Gen Z is intent on getting a lot of Z's. From the Future Party newsletter comes this story. Now, experts say that people really only need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Gen Z, it's inching towards 10 hours and going to sleep early to accommodate. The new sleep schedules are a byproduct of hybrid work schedules, a lack of spending money, and a focus on health and wellness, all of which may force nightlife culture to start the moment the sun sets if it hopes to attract a younger crowd. A 2022 study found that people in their 20s are getting an average of 9 hours and 28 minutes of sleep per night. That's an 8% increase from 2010. People in their 30s and 40s posted smaller increases. Naturally, that means bedtimes are getting earlier. An analysis of 2 million Sleep Number smart bed customers between the ages of 18 and 34 went to bed at 10.06 p.m. on average. The reason for the shut-eye surge, it's twofold. Young people are way more aware of the link between sleep and health, and the hashtag soft girl trend, 2.9 billion views and counting, which has made turning in early a viral sensation. Businesses are already trying to accommodate for the earlier bedtimes. Reservations for restaurant seatings between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. now make up 31% of all reservations on Yelp. Remember what one of the founding fathers of the USA, Benjamin Franklin, said: early to bed and early to rise makes a man, woman. Well, in this case, he said, man, I got to go with the quote: healthy, wealthy, and wise. Yeah, usually I'm in bed by 10 and up by 6. Part of the self-care routine. Speaking of self-care, from the Daily Yogi newsletter, I want to share this great story. In India, there is a story about a quiet, kind man who would pray in the Ganges River every morning. One day, after praying, he saw a poisonous spider struggling in the water and cupped his hands to carry it ashore. As he placed the spider on the ground, it stung him. Unknowingly, his prayers for the world diluted the poison. The next day, the same thing happened. On the third day, the kind man was knee-deep in the river, and sure enough, there was the spider, legs frantic in the water. As the man went to lift the creature yet again, the spider said, "Why do you keep lifting me? Can't you see I will sting you every time because that is what I do?" And the kind man cupped his hands around the spider, replying, "Because that is what I do." There are many reasons to be kind. Author and poet Mark Nepo writes, but perhaps none is as compelling as the spiritual fact that it is what we do. It is our essence. Spiders sting. Dogs bark. Bees harvest honey. And we humans lift each other, no matter what it takes. Just look around on any given day, and you will see small acts of kindness everywhere. Even if we don't want to, we can't help but feel our connection to the rest of mankind, Leo Tolstoy reflected. We are connected by industry, by trade, by art, by knowledge, and most importantly, by our common mortality. And even more importantly, the yogis would add, by our immortality, that shared universal essence, that divine spark from the absolute that resides in the innermost part of us, our true self, our higher self. If strangers suffer, we try to lend a helping hand. If things break, we try to fix them. If loved ones cry, we try to console them. Because that is what we do. Even if, like the quiet man lifting the spider, you are stung. Even if you don't receive a thank you, even if your effort is not reciprocated, it doesn't matter, because that is what you do. That is what we do. Today's Morovation comes from British author Charles Dickens, who was born on this day in 1812. A day wasted on others is not wasted on oneself. Thanks for listening to The Morologue. Now go and hold the door open for someone and keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, Morawana is the shit.